Welcome to the New Swingers Podcast, the only podcast in the world specifically created for and focused on couples who are new to or curious about the swinger lifestyle. It is for audiences of those age 18 years and older. And though we give our opinions, we are not therapists or mental health professionals, and our opinions are simply our own. So here's the deal. Lots of couples new to the swinger lifestyle have a lot of questions, and they're often nervous or feel insecure. Our mission is to help you answer all of those questions so you can explore the swinger lifestyle comfortably at your own pace and make your sex life sizzle. Our voices have been changed to protect our identities, and any email questions of yours that we read will be addressed anonymously to protect your identity as well. And a lot of you ask about wanting to see what June looks like because she sounds so hot. Well, she is hot, and here's how you can see what she looks like. This hot, sexy, gorgeous, former church preschool teacher turned hot swinger wife. Just click the first link in the show notes to check out June's OnlyFans page. You'll get unlimited access to hot, daily, uncensored glimpses of her and her gorgeous 32 double D pierced nipples. She gets pretty crazy on there. Just click the first link in the show notes. Welcome back to the New Swingers Podcast. I'm John.
And I'm June.
And today we're talking about big swinging dicks.
Oh my God. True story.
Yeah. Today we're going to be talking about, does dick size matter? And is bigger always better? We had a great question from one of our listeners come in through email. And by the way, if you're having struggles in the lifestyle, maybe you're new, you need someone to talk to, you just aren't sure how to go about it. Maybe you want to talk to someone who's experienced in this and still remain anonymous. We actually have offered new swingers coaching for couples. If you're interested in that, just go to newswingerspodcast.com and click on the link, or you can just click on the link in the show notes here, and we can help you overcome some of those insecurities, get your questions answered, so you can enjoy more incredible sex and overcome a lot of the issues you're dealing with. So if you're interested in that, go do that. Make sure you check out June's sexy OnlyFans. That's also the first link in the show notes there. If you want to see what this beautiful woman looks like who's talking, you can see quite a bit of her.
True story.
Very true. So, with that business out of the way, is bigger better, in your opinion?
No.
Okay, so I'm going to preface this. I think I'm a guy, so I can't say. In my experience talking to as many women as I have and interacted with, this seems to be on an individual basis.
Yes, I agree. I agree with that because some women do like it bigger. Not typically, a lot of the women I know are size queens, but some are.
Yeah, so the question we have here is, this person wrote in, said, "Hey, John and June, we've been in the lifestyle for about 1.5 years. I, the husband, still have insecurities about a man with a larger dick than mine." By the way, this is a totally understandable insecurity. There's only a few insecurities that men have, like that are major to all men. This is definitely a normal one that a lot of guys deal with. And it's kind of funny. I always say this, you know, if you want to get like in shape and ripped and get a six pack, like you can go do that. You can eat right. You can work out. You can actually go make that happen. When it comes to your dick size, that's like the one muscle or the one body part you literally can't make bigger. Yeah. It's like whatever you're born with is what you got.
Yep.
So if you got a big one, cool. But you literally didn't have to do anything to work for that. So it's almost like, well, you didn't earn that. It's not like you worked hard to get it. But hey, if it's whatever size and you like it, like that's cool. If you're more of an average size, hey, that's what you are. That's what you're born with equally. And, you know, you work with what you got. That's whenever it comes down to something like this in life that is like literally unchangeable, basically. As far as I know, you just work with what you got. You play to your strengths. But, so this guy says, you know, I have insecurity still about a man with a larger dick than mine. We haven't run across anyone with a giant dick yet, but my concern is that if we do, my wife will enjoy it a lot more than mine, which is an average size. I know this may be silly. I don't think it's silly at all.
No, not at all.
But I sometimes wonder if I'd be able to satisfy her if someone else blew her mind with a huge dick. Any advice, or have you experienced this or know of situations similar? Thanks, and really enjoy your podcast. So glad you're back. So, yeah, there's a few things here. In June, I want you talking a lot on this as well, because this is more of a probably a question for the ladies to answer. Mm-hmm. Do you think it's silly if he sometimes worries that if she was with a guy that had a bigger one, that he would no longer be able to satisfy her?
Well, here's what I'll say first. Insecurities are not silly. So any kind of insecurity that you have, you just have to work through that, which is what I've been doing the past couple of years. And so I would say no, insecurities are not silly. Do I think that your wife wouldn't replace you because now she's gotten a taste of a bigger dick? I would think not, but I don't know your wife, but I would think for the majority of women, I would say they enjoy that. That doesn't mean they're going to replace you just because they enjoy something that's different than you, which has been something I've had to really work on myself. Hey, John likes playing with different types of women. Well, that doesn't take away from me. Same thing. If your wife likes to play with a bigger dick occasionally, that doesn't mean that's takes anything away from what you bring to the page.
Yeah. And you know, I think the first thing we're overlooking here is this. My first question to this listener is, have you talked to your lady about this?
Yeah.
If the answer is no, you need to go and talk to her and have this conversation before even writing to us. You at least need to know what kind of page you're on with her, mm-hmm. And what her thoughts are. And maybe she, you know, would be like, yeah, maybe I'll consider walking out, or, you know, hopefully not. Or maybe she would be like, that's the craziest thing, you know? I mean, because, I mean, so many women I know, it's like, you know, yeah, size only matters to an extent, unless it's an extremity on either end of the spectrum. But it's like, you know, if they're with you, they probably love you for more than just your dick size.
Yes.
There's probably way more you're bringing to the table for her, mm-hmm. than just that.
Yeah, for sure.
And again, I say this all the time, and I'll say it again. And, you know, June, you just kind of alluded to it. Every issue or problem that comes up in the lifestyle is rooted in fear. Fear of some form. And I've yet to find this not to be the case. Because if somebody wasn't afraid of something, like of their partner liking something better than them or liking something different, it's always fear. And if you ask, why am I afraid of this? You'll come up with an answer. And this is a good exercise. Ask, why am I afraid of this? Answer that question. And then ask yourself, why am I afraid of the answer to that question? Then answer it. Then ask yourself, why am I afraid of that? See, we're digging down a few layers. If you dig down 5, 6, 7 layers, why am I afraid of this? Well, it's because of that. Okay, why am I afraid of that? It's because of that. Okay, what makes me afraid of that? You'll get to the actual root thing that's fucking with you. And I know for you, June, it's come down to like, well, what if he finds someone he likes better and leaves me? It all came down to like the fear of being left.
Yeah.
Which
I don't want to be replaced.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, I don't want to be replaced by someone else. Maybe he likes this person better than he likes me, or her tummy is not, she hasn't had kids, so she doesn't have a little bit of a tummy like I kind of have. You know, I'm working on getting that off, but, you know, even still, like, I don't have the 21-year-old body anymore like I once had. And what if he fucks some woman that's young like that and wants that instead of me? Like, I totally, yeah.
Yeah.
I
can. So that's kind of like the female version of, one female version of this fear. Mm-hmm. But like we're saying with that, it's sort of like, I've chosen you to do life with, like I've been with other women sexually, but you're the only one I've committed to my life, to my resources and protection and having a life with, mm-hmm. you know, and that's, you know, that you're the one and only person that's the case.
Yeah.
And so, you know, that's a big difference. So not to get too sidetracked there, but, I'm just going to say this too, by the way, if your woman ever left you over a size issue because she only likes massively huge dicks, I'd say fuck her anyway.
Yeah. Like, and not literally.
And not literally. I'd be like, kick that bitch to the fucking curb. If it's like, if dick size is what it came down to and she's like, I'm out, that woman is not worth your time anyway. Like, exactly. The sooner her ass is gone, the better. Mm-hmm. That probably isn't the case. Again, we don't know this listener or his partner. We're not saying that's the case. It probably is not. There are some women out there like that, really toxic ones. It's funny how much, you know, the news media likes to highlight what they call toxic masculinity, but completely overlook the toxic femininity in our society.
Yes.
That just goes right under the radar.
Yeah.
That's another topic for another day. But, you know, that would be like a guy who leaves his woman because her boobs aren't big enough. Like, what kind of person acts that way? Like, seriously, what kind of person is like, sorry, your tits aren't big enough. I'm leaving you for this other lady who has bigger tits. Oh, and that's all it's based on. Like, I just like bigger tits and you don't have them, so see ya.
Well, no. I would even say this, because boobs you can change. I would say
good point.
I would say, because I've struggled with this one too, is like, my pussy looks different than other pussies. When then that, and me, I've always thought it looks weird, but he's like, no, but I'm just, that would be what it should be. Like, oh, he left me because my pussy is different than, is better or different than the other one, the other ladies.
Yeah. Like, in the example here is like, some women have more labia, which is also called pussy lips, like on the outside, the external of the vagina, and other women it's more like tight, or they have smaller lips or labia or not as much. But the thing is,
and I have a lot.
Yeah, I'd say a lot. Like, you have like a normal amount that there, not like excessive, but it's like normal. But we do know some ladies who, It's very, they have very little, if any, that protrude from that area.
Yeah.
And so sometimes even women, well, I know you for sure, have thought, well, gosh, why, that looks better than mine. I wish mine was that way. Mm-hmm. Well, that's the same thing this listener is saying.
Yeah.
You know, is my partner going to like the way something else is on somebody else other than me?
Yeah.
So let me ask you, June. Do you like, as far as like, let's just say average size erect is like 5.5 to 6 inches, roughly, mm-hmm. based on my understanding. And I'm not quoting any stats in this episode, but I've done a ton of research and just, I'm sort of averaging what I've learned and what I've learned from other people, like, you know, in the porn industry, for example, who I know. And so let me ask you this, June. Do you like big ones? Now, this is just talking June only. Do you like big ones?
No, I do not. I have had bigger ones, and I don't like being sore for several days up to a week because it was bigger, whether that means long or it was thicker. I don't like, that's why I've always told John, he's like literally the perfect size, because he's a great amount of thickness and the great amount of length. He's not short, but he's not huge, gigantic, and he's not too thick. He's just the right amount. So like, no, I do not like bigger, because I don't like being sore for a week fucking after the fact, like literally.
And look, if you're a guy who happens to have a huge dick, like, That's not something you can really do anything about.
No.
Like, if a lady doesn't, like, like it that big, hopefully you're with a lady who, like, really likes that or doesn't mind or adapts. Like, because we want everyone to obviously be happy in the relationship.
Absolutely.
And that everyone has their preferences. So,
yeah.
There's nothing wrong with having a bigger size or an average size or whatever.
And there's nothing wrong with a lady that enjoys the bigger size. I just personally don't, because I don't like, you know, feeling like I'm walking funny for a week.
It's like that DMX song.
Yes.
He's like, he's something, what is it? why do good girls like bad guys,
yes,
right?
Yes, I love that
he
song.
He goes, I'll keep you with a smile and walking funny.
Yeah, yeah. Walking funny for a couple days? Okay. Walking funny for a week? No.
Guys, have you found it difficult to get and keep an erection while at lifestyle events? If so, you're not alone, and it's common. The new environment and the distractions can contribute to a lack of an erection due to performance anxiety at the very moment you need it the most. I personally ran into this issue early on in the lifestyle, and it was super frustrating. But don't worry, there's a solution. If you use our link in the show notes and use the coupon code NEW, N-E-W, at checkout, you'll get $30 off your order of FDA-approved ED medication from Shameless Care so you can get hard and stay hard in the moments that matter most. Don't question your manhood or feel like less of a man ever again. Just click the link in the show notes right now to get $30 off before the promotion ends so you can get back in the game and blow your sex partner's mind. Click the link right now and simply use the coupon code NEW, N-E-W, at checkout. Now, I have met some ladies who, they love the feeling of soreness 1, 2, 3, 4 days afterwards of having the soreness or the feeling, they can feel it, whether it was penetration with a big object or spanked or other physical things. Where I've heard, you know, they like the 3, 4 days later, they can still feel it, and it reminds them of the experience. I think the women I've met like this, not always. I'm not saying they tend to be masochists, like they like pain, but in my experience, they tend to lean more that direction. But this might even be a similar thing to, like, you know, if I like use the paddle on you at like a party. And, you know, spank you with it. And then 2 days later, it still has the mark on your butt.
Oh, yeah. You know? I love all that. Or the hickeys that stay on me, my neck for days. Like, I love all the hickeys that stay on my neck. Or, yeah. So when you're saying all that, I was like, well, yeah, I'm pretty much that way when it comes to, like, marks left on me. I like looking a couple days later and seeing I'm still been branded. Still have the marks from the paddle or the hickeys on me or the handprints sometimes that are still there for days. That happened last week. I still had handprints for like 2 or 3 days after the fact, and I liked it.
You're welcome. But yeah, and I only bring that up to say it's a similar thing, but different. It's another issue, but it has a similar parallel to it.
Yeah.
But here's what we will say. I've referenced, you know, this friend of mine before just a couple of times. I don't bring it up a lot, but according to one particular porn star friend of mine who I actually got some sex coaching from earlier on in the lifestyle, he, and again, I don't have his stats, but he's been in the industry for over 20 years, been with thousands of women. So I trust the guy knows what he's talking about. He's been doing this basically his whole life. According to him, he said only about 5% of women are size queens. Now, if you don't know what a size queen is, that basically means that these are women who say they only like giant, bigger, huge, massive dicks, and they just got to have bigger ones to be pleased. And if it's not massively huge, they just can't even. So those are out there. So, but here's the thing. According to him, and even if he's off by a little bit, 5%, he says, are size queen, 5% of women. Those odds pretty much say that the odds that your lady is one of those is really, really small. So for the person this listener who wrote in, if 5% of women, let's say it was even 5 or 8%, let's say it was off, that's still an extremely small number of women. The overwhelming, vast, huge, overwhelming majority of women, that would mean are not like that if that's true.
Yeah.
And if only about 5% say they need giant, massive ones, that literally means that there are the other 95% of women are not saying they need that.
Absolutely.
So unless your lady is a 5% woman, she's probably part of the 95%. You have a way greatly likelihood of meeting and being with a 95% woman than a 5%, just because 95% of women, and if you end up meeting a woman who's part of the 5% of anything, you're less likely to meet that person. So
Well, and I'll just say this too, as I just thought of this, is like the couple of times that I have played with men that were maybe a little bit, like maybe by an inch bigger, they didn't feel, to me, they didn't feel any different. I remember telling, going like after we'd played, and one of the times was the G.I. Joe and at the club, and I remember telling John afterwards, like, he felt exactly like you. He didn't feel any different. So even if it's like by an inch, oh, he's an inch bigger than me. Well, it didn't, to me, I mean, and maybe it's just me, but to me, he didn't feel any different than what John felt.
One of the biggest challenges people face when they're new to the swinger lifestyle is finding other like-minded people to connect with and get to know. Because most people don't want others to know they're in the lifestyle. So how can you actually find these people? It's very simple, actually. Just go download our free two-page guide called Swing Easy. It's a free two-page PDF document where we show you three of the fastest and easiest places you can start meeting other couples just like you in the next 24 hours or less, guaranteed. Just click the link in the show notes that says free Swing Easy PDF so you can start connecting with other like-minded couples and making new, fulfilling friendships and connections in the next 24 hours or less. Go click the link and grab it right now before the offer expires. Yeah, I mean, if you were to put him and I next to each other, I think he was lengthwise, like, literally maybe like a half inch, maybe an inch. I mean, if you look at a ruler, though, you look at an inch, that's really not a lot. Now, that was this particular friend of ours. Because, well, a lot of things people look at, too, women look at, I've been told, is length, but also then there's girth, like girth. How big around. Mm-hmm. I've heard a lot of women say they'd rather have it shorter but wider than longer or skinnier, because I don't know, apparently there's something about width that a lot of women really prefer over length. Again, this could depend on the lady.
Well, and I think that's true. I think I would rather have girth over like inches. Like, that's true. Cause we had played with a couple at a hotel party, and that dude was really, really like way more girth. I don't even know how do you say that word, but anyway,
dude, brother, if you're listening, props to you. You got a huge dick.
Hell,
man.
Yeah. And it was awesome, but he was like way more girth, you know, than you. And I was like, oh wow. So like I say that to say, I think me personally, I would prefer like more girth than inch.
Than length inches. Okay. Yeah. And here's the second thing about this too. All the stats that I've researched on this, again, I don't have any stats I'm citing, but I've just looked at a ton of stuff because I'm a guy who likes to learn. All this research I've done, whether it's online research or it's talking to friends or, you know, people in like the porn industry, let's say, basically all my research has indicated that the amount of guys with massively huge dicks, which, how do you define a massively huge dick? I would say massively huge is like 8 inches or more. Like 7 inches is a above average size, like length. If you're like length 7 inches, you are above average.
Yeah.
But massively huge dick, you're talking 8, 9 plus inches.
Yeah.
That is an extremely small number of men. Extremely small. I'm talking like single digit percentages, according to what I've found in every study, every article I've read. I mean, they are a rarity. They might be the real unicorns in the lifestyle. I don't know. because the number of guys, like I can't say like one in how many guys. If I were to just throw out a very unresearched, wild opinion based on my understanding of it, a guy with like 8 to 9 plus inches more, I would guess maybe one in, I don't know, a couple hundred, few hundred, maybe at the least. I, again, don't base this on anything. It was so rare. These were like single digit percentages. I was looking at when I was doing some research on this and looking at studies.
Yeah.
Where, and I say this because, like, this listener's like, well, what if, you know, some guy has a massive cock and he's huge and, you know, she likes that more? Well, the chances you're going to run into one of those guys, I mean, they're out there, and more power to those guys, but it's pretty rare that you're going to run into that. You might, especially in the lifestyle, you know, if you got a big swinging dick, you know, it's like, well, a lot of ladies want to try that because they've never had it before, because those guys aren't the norm as far as, your average guy walking down the street. So, it is something of a novelty for a lot of ladies. But so again, most women, I'm told, and this is something my friend told me who is in the porn industry also, the way I forget how exactly he worded it, but he said basically most women want just big enough to get the job. They want it big enough to get the job done, but not any bigger, because if it's too big, it just hurts. Or it's like there's no extra added benefit to that.
Yeah.
Do you have anything to say to that?
No, I agree completely, because that's exactly how I am. I'm like, okay, I can handle 7, but I don't want to try 8 or 9, because it's like I don't need or want that. Like, yeah.
Well, I'm not a medical professional either, but if I remember correctly, I think like the vaginal canal, I think is only about 6 inches long. Like, it's not very deep. Of course, it could be stretched if something's in there that's 2 or 3 inches longer.
Yeah.
But the canal in the woman's area down there inside the vagina, it's only about 6 inches. I mean, if you're around 6 inches, you're probably hitting up against the border of it.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, if you have more than that, I mean, I'm not one of these massive, huge ones this guy's talking about. So I don't know, would you just hit the wall? Are you just slamming against the cervix, or does it not go in all the way? Like, I actually don't know.
I don't know.
Does that mean you can't go balls deep because, like, there's nowhere for it to go, or because you're hitting a wall? Or I actually don't know. I'm not trying to be funny either. I'm just kind of laughing because I actually don't know what would happen there. Maybe if any guys out there with massively huge dicks, 8 and 9 plus inches, send us an email.
Yeah.
if you know about this, because I actually don't, and I'd be curious to hear.
Mm-hmm.
So, and here's what I will say to the listener, to the person who wrote this email, the guy. If your lady does like bigger ones, like massively huge, bigger dicks, she probably already likes them anyway, and you just don't know it because she hasn't told you. Probably because she doesn't want to make you feel bad or insecure, which is a very nice thing. But the thing is, if she already likes it, like if she does like it, she probably already does like it.
Mm-hmm.
Does she watch, you know, porn with, you know, huge, giant cocks? I mean, if she's curious about that, I mean, I guess, I don't know, if you're a woman, I guess if you're adventurous, why wouldn't you be curious about everything? I mean, I know as a guy, it's like, and I'm purely heterosexual, I've looked at all kinds of different sexual scenarios with women, and sometimes certain things excite me more than others, or at different times in life, different things sort of get my attention that didn't used to, but they do now.
Yeah.
And so, you know, again, if she already does like that, well, again, she might already like that. She just didn't tell you. So if that is the case, why not just have that out in the open between the two of you if it's true anyway?
Yeah.
But my biggest question right here is, have you talked to her about this?
Yeah.
And what is her response? I mean, because end of the day, when it comes to a relationship, the size of a dude's dick is no indicator of the quality of a relationship.
Yeah.
There's plenty of women out there that fuck guys who they admittedly would never, ever marry.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, yeah, I'm always, oh, you know, it's like, oh, yeah, I'm dating him, we're fucking, but I'd never marry him. Gosh, no. And it's like, whoa, what? Why not? And she's like, he has great dick, but, like, you know, he's totally not marriage material. Like, he's kind of a loser, but he has a great dick, apparently. Mm-hmm. And so in the long run, a guy is probably going to win who has more of a normal average, but also educates himself on how to please women.
Yeah.
Than a guy just with a big dick, and that's pretty much all he brings to the table. I mean, because another thing is this. I mean, I know just as a guy, like, okay, let's say you don't have as big as, like, maybe she likes something bigger. If you're good at going down on her and you like, she likes you doing that and you're fucking great at that and you can give her two or three orgasms before you ever even put it in her, I mean, you're fucking winning.
Yeah.
Because most guys don't know how to do that. In my experience, hell, we were married for, what, 15, 16, 17 years before I ever learned how to do it right. And so, like, if you can do all these other things in bed that are great for her and excites her and she likes it, and, okay, the one thing you don't have is a 12-inch dick, you're probably, I would say you're ahead of the game of most guys.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Yeah, I mean, find out what women like. I mean, if you can get a woman to orgasm pretty much on command because you know what she likes, and every woman is different, by the way, a little bit different. They vary. Well, if you can get her off by going down on her or doing something, and, I mean, that woman will be hard-pressed to let go of you.
Yeah.
Because, end of the day, you please her. I mean, because one thing I've heard from women is that with a guy who has a huge one, sometimes guys who have, like, maybe just they have huge dicks. A lot of times, not all the time, who knows, but I've heard this said that they'll show up, whip it out, and be like, here you go, ladies. And there you go, like, here, I'm your gift. Here it is. Here's my huge dick. And they're like, well, okay, he has a huge dick, but he doesn't know how to use it. Or he's not doing anything with it. It's kind of like, hey, here's your gift. Now do with it as you will. And she's like, I want you to do with it as you will. Mm-hmm. And it's like, oh, he's sometimes, you know, and this could be a guy of any size, never educated himself on how to use his dick in a way that drives women wild. And that's a guy with any size dick.
Or the dudes, like yesterday, I got another dick picture and all it says is, what do you think? I think maybe don't fucking send me a dick pic because I didn't fucking ask for it. That's what I think. But I didn't say anything. I just deleted the message.
So tell us what you think a typical woman's reaction is when they get a dick pic. Like, walk us through this. You're checking your email. You're going about your day. You just had breakfast. Mm-hmm. And then you have this thing. And
two pictures of his dick. Two different views. What do you think? Exactly what I just said. I think, please don't fucking send me a dick picture. They all look the same. And I did not fucking ask for a dick picture. So please don't send it to me. That's how most of my friends say the same thing. Oh my God, I got another dick picture. Ugh, fuck. I don't care.
Now, as a guy, if a woman sends me a picture of her tits, that's always like, oh yeah, because tits are nice. Is it the same thing when a guy sends a random dick pic to a woman? Is it the same kind of reception?
I don't think so.
Okay. Why not?
Well, if you're like me and you're bisexual, you like boob pictures too. But I don't know, because I love dicks too. But I don't know. For me, it's like I didn't ask for it. So I know it's probably a double standard. I don't care. It's double standard, whatever. I don't care. You can send me a boob picture all day, but I don't care about the dick because they all basically look the same and I didn't fucking ask for it. So to me, it's more of a consent thing. Like, I didn't fucking ask. Yeah. Why are you sending it to me?
Yeah. And I've heard plenty of women say, guys, we're not fucking impressed. And what a lot of times what I've seen done, this happened the other day. The other day, we saw a person we know, her ex sent her some nude with his dick showing. Mm-hmm. And she was drinking some and she was like, can you believe this bullshit? And she whipped her phone around towards us. And I'm like, oh, no,
I don't want to see that.
she's waving it around the room, showing her friends, going, nobody wants to see this shit. Why does he keep fucking sending this? Of course, my thought was, why aren't you fucking blocking him? But I didn't ask that because it's none of my business. but I don't know. Most women we meet, like, if you ask them about dick pics, they're like, oh my God, fucking retarded.
We all fucking roll our eyes. We show it to our friends and say, can you fucking believe this idiot just sent me a picture I didn't ask for?
Guys, they're laughing at our dicks if we're sending them.
Seriously.
Especially unsolicited.
If we didn't fucking ask, don't fucking send it.
But what if it's like really big?
I don't fucking care.
What if it's all deformed and weird looking?
I don't fucking care. I didn't ask for it. Don't fucking send it. Please, for the love of God, don't send me another duck dick picture. Ah!
He sent some ducks. Ducks are cool. I know. So we're going to wrap up with this. I have some closing thoughts for our listener who's asking about, you know, what if she chugs a bigger dick and likes it and then I'm not enough for her anymore, basically. My question is this. Does your lady love you? If so, it won't matter. You do things that here's the thing. If you take the time to do the homework and research on your woman, whatever woman you're with, you find out what she likes, how she likes it, and you just always focus on that, you're like the 99th percentile of guys. You're like a 1%er. Like, we've heard so many things about how many guys suck at sex because they do things that they think the lady wants, but they never actually talked to a lady and asked her how she likes it and then just did that thing. So, again, it's more than just that, but especially if she currently enjoys the size you are right now anyway, why would that change? Maybe like, playing with guys who have massively bigger ones. I don't know if she likes it. Maybe not. It'll maybe become a kink of hers that occasionally she'll want to play in or, you know, play with or whatever. But if she loves you, she'll still enjoy you. Especially, again, that's kind of a blanket statement. If I wasn't the guy saying it right now, I would actually argue that point. But my point with that is if you are improving your sex skills with her, in particular, her body, what her body and mind both like, sexually, if you're focused on learning that and doing those things and exploring that, I fucking promise you, she will not find, she is very, very hard pressed to find another guy who will put in that kind of effort to learn her sexual mind and her sexual body to please her. Because my understanding is most men just don't do it. They're like, well, I got my nut, so see ya. And the woman's like, what the hell? You know, I guess I'll go finish in the bathroom with my vibrator, which is a pretty shitty thing. Again, I know women who love playing with big ones, but at the same time, they also say size doesn't matter. It's how you use it. And we kind of touched on that already. According to them, if you have a bigger one, you can't, again, like I said, you can't just show up and pull it out and be like, here you go. I mean, there's ladies I played with who are fucking hot, super fucking hot. But I always say they do the starfish. They'll like get naked, lay on the bed, and they're like, here we go. Here I am. And they just lay there. There's no enthusiasm, no aggression. She's not climbing all over you. It's like, just, here I am. Like, I'm the gift. Like, yeah, you are, kind of. But this is kind of lame if you're just going to lay there. You know, like, you know, are you even awake? Hello? Do I need to slap you? Like, you're not dead, are you? You're not sleeping, are you? It's like, they just lay there.
Yeah.
Well, you know, no guy wants to be the equivalent of that because then you're going to disappoint the lady. And the last thing you want, guys, by the way, if you have what, no matter what size you are, don't, even if you are bigger, don't think that substitutes for a lot, because women, the last thing you want is women going around telling their friends how bad you were in bed. If you're getting any dick PR, all right, if women are talking about, you know, they've experienced you, you want them going, and when ladies ask, their girlfriends ask, like, how was he? She goes, oh my fucking God. Like, I don't even want to tell you the truth because I don't want you to try to take him. Like, he was amazing going down on me. He knew how to use his dick. He knew, you know, what to say and where to touch and how to, like, that's the kind of message you want going around between your lady and her lady friends, if at all they talk about that. Mm-hmm. You want to be known as that guy, not just like, oh, he's got a huge dick, but he just sat there, didn't know how to use it. Or, again, whether it's a huge dick or whether it's a lady playing starfish, it could be a number of things, but, yeah, just don't be that. If you get to know your lady and what she likes sexually, dick size is one of probably, I would say, 5 major factors in sexual fulfillment. And I think, and from what I hear, most guys aren't very good at almost any of those things. So you get good at one or two of those things, especially for your lady, or all of them, you're going to be fucking irreplaceable. No pun intended, fucking irreplaceable. Because June, I've gotten to know you over the years. Mm-hmm. And it's only been, I mean, you've been married almost 20 years, but it's only been over the past couple of years in the lifestyle that I've really hard focused on what do you like, what, and trying to get you to tell me, and then focusing on that. Like, I don't know the last time we've ever had sex where you didn't have 1 to 3 orgasms before I had mine. Because I'm a guy. When I do it, it's all done. But, like, I don't know the last time I ever had one before you. You had 1 or 3.
No. Like, I think the last time was, like, the very first time we fucked on our, like, wedding night. Like, that was it. Like, that was the one and only time I can think of.
That I came first. And you know why? I was a virgin on that night. I didn't have sex until the night I married this woman. And that night, I wasn't worried about lasting. I just wanted to finally bust a nut in a woman and know what it felt like. And at 21 years old, I got it.
Yes, you did.
And from then on, I've been focusing on getting hers first because, you know, it's once we do it, it's over. So let's see here. Wrapping up. Again, just to reiterate, you know, again, if 5% of women are size queens, they say they need massively huge dicks to be pleased. That's totally fine if that's how they are. People are people. That means about 95% of women are not that way.
Yeah.
And to the listener, to the guy who wrote in, your lady's probably a 95%er. Just by the probability, just by the odds of it. And if she's not, well, figure out, you know, if that is a kink she likes to try, let her. But don't give it to her for free. Here's what I mean. If that ends up being her and she likes to occasionally play with massive dicks, let her do that. But is there something that you like that she doesn't bring to the table? Maybe, you know, I don't know, maybe she's got a few pounds overweight, but you really like, you know, thin, skinny women. Well, she wants to play with massively huge dicks every now and then. My concession to her would be, well, okay, that's okay. But all things being equal, since I'm okay with you doing that, you're going to be okay with me playing with tiny, skinny women. Maybe you're into Asian chicks. Maybe you like really skinny, petite women. You just like that. I know I love that. So if she gets to have hers, well, make sure you also get to have yours if it's something else that she's not bringing to the table. Mm-hmm. Because, one, there's just a respect there that won't be if it's all one-sided. I should do a whole episode on like why nice guys finish last. Don't give away anything like that without you getting something in return, because basically nobody respects free. And if you always give her way and you never fight to get your way, or make it be like, well, hey, if you want to enjoy that, I'm fine with it, but you're going to allow, you know, not allow me. I'm going to be enjoying this other thing that you don't bring to the table. And we can both come back together and go, wow, that was a cool experience. And here we are still loving each other and still together and having even hotter sex because we've been exploring and our minds have been on it. So, I mean, that's basically, again, we could go into it in a whole future episode, but that was kind of the process we've gone through.
Yeah.
But end of the day, last thing here. Have you asked your lady about this? To the guy who wrote in, have you talked to her about this? Because June, for example, again, doesn't like really, really, really big ones. She says they hurt and they aren't worth playing with if they're too massively huge.
Yep.
Now, if we're in a situation, though, when, you know, it's like, oh, and they're nice people, it's like, okay, whatever, like, we'll, you know, have a, you know, different kind of experience or whatever. And who knows, maybe she'll have ideas about it after that. That'll change after mm-hmm. she experiences. Who knows?
Yep.
Because we've had great experiences on both ends of that.
Yeah.
With friends. So again, talk to your partner.
That's definitely the most important thing. That's the first thing that needs to happen is if you're not sure, even if that's a thing of hers, a kink of hers, that's the first thing I would do is be asking her that, like, hey, is this something that you want to try? Or is it not really something you want to try? And this has all been in my head that I'm worried that you're going to enjoy that more. Be honest with your spouse about your wife about your fear. Like, be honest. I mean, I know I've been honest to John about you know, I'm really trying to work through this, and I'm trying to realize that that's not the case. If you play with someone that's different than me, that you're going to like them better. But I'm trying to work through this. Just be honest and clear with her. Like, hey, like, tell her flat out, like, hey, I'm worried that if you play with somebody that's bigger than me, that you're going to end up liking that better than me. Like, be honest with her and tell her the truth, because that very well could not be the case at all. And maybe it's just like, maybe it is something that's a kink, maybe it's not, but you need to find out from her first if that's even on the table.
Yeah, and I'm going to end with this. Give her the right to be honest with you. If she's afraid that you'll react in a negative way, if she tells you the truth that you say you're asking for, if she thinks you'll get mad, she probably won't tell you, or she'll be hesitant to. And this brings up a great quote that I heard recently on a podcast. I think the guy who wrote a book, and his name, I think, is Dr. Rollo Tomasi or something like that. I don't know how to pronounce it. But he basically said, if you punish the truth, you're asking to be lied to. If you punish the truth, you're asking to be lied to. So if you want to really know the lady you're with and what she wants, give her the right to be honest and don't get mad about whatever her answer is. Like, genuinely don't. Take it as research and saying, okay, this is what we're discovering about you. How can we move forward with this? But don't get mad, because if you get mad, and I even tell June this, I'll preface things. I'm not going to get mad, but I need you to tell me the truth. When I say that, I can't get fucking mad afterwards.
Yeah.
Because if you punish the truth, you're asking to be lied to. So think on that one. And again, if you're interested in swinger coaching, you can click the link down here in the show notes. And also, you know, to help you overcome those insecurities and get questions answered. And if you want to check out and see what June looks like, she's a hot Southern beauty. Click that first link in the show notes, and you can see her OnlyFans. What are you doing? Oh, God, I forgot about that.
I did not.
Hey, I'm not even as big as a Monster Energy drink.
I had to do it because the pen I have over here says, suck a dick Sunday.
But it's Monday.
I know, but I had to.
I didn't get my dick sucked yesterday.
Yes, you did.
Did I?
Yes, you did.
Oh, you're right. You woke me up with it. Thanks for listening to the New Swingers Podcast. Do you have a question about the swinger lifestyle or an issue you're struggling with? Send us an email at newswingerspodcast@gmail.com. newswingerspodcast@gmail.com. And there's a good chance we may anonymously feature and discuss your question so it can be helpful for you as well as other listeners. Just send us an email at newswingerspodcast@gmail.com.